Hello, good morning. It is 7:40 a.m. and the date I believe is April 16th, if I'm not mistaken. Something like that. My name is Joe, and what I do is provide 7:40 April 16th. What I do is provide deep diving, delving topics, and this is no different. I am moving around as I try to act like I actually have a life, and there's things for me to do when my whole point is to communicate this message, hopefully, to you. So I'm gonna jump right into this. Actually, I'm not lying. I just woke up. I got my little wife beater on. I'm a skinny guy. I'm cold. Let me put my shirt on. That's what I'm doing. So, whoo, it's been cold here on the West Coast. Let me put it like that. So I was thinking here that the whole process of creation, and I like for you guys to follow me. What I do when I present these topics, this is actual fly by the moment. None of this is scripted. Nothing is written down. This comes to me as I record this. If it is scripted, I will tell you. And I don't try and do that no more. So this creation thing, what I do, or what I've done, which has gotten me up out of the bed to record this, is I want to look at the male and the female, the masculine and the feminine. Now, just hold on as we do this, okay? The female has a urethra, which is for urinating. The female has a vagina, and the female has an anus. So when I'm looking at the urethra, it's out. It is for things to exit. The vagina, it's dual purpose. It is for things to exit as well as things to enter. And the anus, despite what you guys may use it for, it is purposely used for exit, okay? Now the male, the masculine, the urethra as well, exit. And despite what some males may prefer to use the anus as both in and out, no shade. It was designed for exit. So the male, two holes, the urethra and the anus, is for exit. And the female, two holes, urethra and anus, is for exit as well. In addition to add that the vagina, dual purpose, exit and enter. Now, let me throw an hermaphrodite in here, okay? And a hermaphrodite is a human that has both genitalia. Watch this. A hermaphrodite has a penis, which is a urethra. A woman has a urethra, identical. A hermaphrodite has a vagina. A female has a vagina, similar. A hermaphrodite has an anus. A female has an anus. So the three holes that a hermaphrodite has, so does the female. The hermaphrodite having a vagina, dual purpose, in and out. The female having a vagina, dual purpose, in and out. So my question to you again, the very first human that walked on this earth was what? Was that a male with two exits, urethra and an anus, unable to replicate itself? Or was it a female or hermaphrodite? A female and hermaphrodite, both having a urethra and an anus and a vagina that's dual purpose. Which one of those is more advantageous to create? Check this out. The female has the urethra for urine, the vagina, in and out, dual purpose, and the anus, out. The female cannot recreate itself. The female cannot. Now, a particular variation of the female, such as the hermaphrodite, which actually has the urethra, but it's attached to a penis and a vagina, in and out, and an anus. Between a female and a hermaphrodite, which one can recreate itself? The hermaphrodite can. Physically, it can. The first to walk this earth were hermaphrodites. Okay? Now, something that I had this, you know, in discovering this, I said, hold on, don't say anything about this yet, Joe. Get up and start recording. So again, this is Fly As I Think. You hear me thinking, articulate, critical think, whatever, this and that. So what I thought was this. So the woman vagina is dual purpose, meaning you to fertilize the seed, which is within the vagina of the woman and or the hermaphrodite, to fertilize the seed, it calls for you to insert the penis, and the penis does what it do to release semen to seek out in the dark, blinded, the seed, and find it in the dark. In the beginning, there was darkness. In the dark, the semen seeks out the seed. The penis in the vagina having the seed, the penis releasing semen. In the beginning, there was dark. The semen blinded, swimming towards the seed to fertilize it in the blind. In the blind, in the dark, no eyes, no seeing, moving towards it. What does outer space look like? Outer space, it's dark, but it has its high points, right? Because the thing that I think about is how similar the Earth being struck by an asteroid appears to me as the Earth being a, like an egg needing to be fertilized. And what we've come to find out that the Earth was struck by an asteroid that could have proliferated life to start, if I'm saying that right. Asteroid, semen, sperm, spermatozoa, earth, an egg. Life begins after an asteroid. So here we go again. There's a twist I want to throw in here. We know that the vagina, dual purpose, in and out. You put in, you get something out. The energy involved in a situation is what is reciprocated. You put in energy, you get out energy. That's the vagina. What happens when you use the anus? I'm not trying to get freaky, but I'm going with this. Follow me. The anus is for exit. When we use the vagina to create life, we deposit energy in the vagina. It deposits life. It excretes, it creates, and spits out life. And that's dual purpose, meaning the vagina in and out. You put in your quarter, you get out your dollar. Okay. What happens when you put a quarter into what was designed as out, as exit only? What happens when you put a quarter? What happens when you put something to create life, something to ferment life, in an area that is too? What happens when you deposit semen in the anus, which the anus is used to expel that which is not needed in the body? Wherever we put energy into, we get a reciprocation. Energy is brought out. So if we deposit energy into the anus, such as we semen, what are we going to get out of that? And is what we getting out of that, is it something tangible that we understand what we get? We chose, or we choose to create in an area where we know we cannot create. So what I'm going to do here is we're going to shift from the physical. And let's go to the spiritual. We know that there are such things as what they call spirit child, spirit babies. And people believe that these spirit childs, these spirit babies, are born the same way that we would make real children, which is the vagina and the penis. The vagina and the penis is how we make real flesh, real humans. The opposite of that in the 3D, real life, making real flesh, real humans. The opposite of that is doing it. Excuse me for saying it, but it is funny. Doing the procreation process ass backwards. Pun intended. So while we may in the flesh use the anus for other than what it's supposed to be, male or female, if it's a male, and there is a deposit of semen, which is to fertilize an egg. An egg would not be present in the anus, but there would be something else present for that semen to fertilize. And that's spiritually. Spiritually. Spiritually fertilize. So what possibly would we or could we think that something tangible, such as, this sounds crazy, just go with me, that which is used to create life the way that life is supposed to be created, the vagina and the penis, what would the penis being used to not create life, but to fertilize, to excrete semen, which its job is to fertilize, seek out to fertilize an egg in a place where there is no egg, the anus. It's just there to excrete what is not wanted. So what are we fertilizing? If you take, I'm get grimy, I'm get dirty. You take the penis and you place it in the anus, and the penis excretes semen to fertilize, to create life. But here you are, the semen in an area that was designed to not create, but get rid of. What is the semen fertilizing? What is the semen bringing to life? Something that gets rid of it. That's what the anus does. It gets rid of those things that the body, the flesh, do not need. So in the spiritual, you fertilize the creation of something that gets rid of what is not needed. Spiritual child, or what we call that, legion. Do y'all, does that sound familiar? Does it sound familiar? Because when the flesh is created, and there's something, I'm glad I just mentioned this. When the flesh is created, the spirit is not created with it. This is what I wanted to mention, because I've been having a hell of a time trying to figure out, with my birth certificate and being tampered with secret societies, and I'm born this date and I could see it, but my younger brother is born that date and I do not see that at all. Nowhere that's who that, no way. So what I came up with this, and I don't want to say that I came up with this to suit my purpose, but hopefully I came up with this for not just me and my understanding, but for you guys to understand this. And this is going to be real tricky. This is going to be real tricky. Just as I just got through speaking that as of the flesh, procreation wise, we can create flesh. When we cross the boundaries of things that we can and cannot do, that's when we end up in a spiritual area. When we cross the line of things that we are not to do, we're crossing over into the spiritual judgment. See how that works? We do what we're supposed to do, we're lying with the flesh. The moment we do what we're not supposed to do, it switches from the flesh to spiritual judgment. Just like that. That being said, so I stated to myself, I said, everyone has a good side and a bad side. Now watch how I do this. Everyone has a good side and a bad side. I have a good side. You guys have a good side. You guys have a bad side. Your moms, your dads, everyone has a good and a bad side. Why would Jesus not as well? And Jesus having a good side, his good side is him, Jesus, Christ consciousness. What's comparable for Jesus' good side, Christ consciousness? What's comparable for his bad side? Lucifer, the devil. And that's why I say, and that's why I speak, that's why I teach that they existed in the same body. Now, this is what tripped me out. And I want you guys to follow this because this is crazy. Now, I just mentioned that I have a birthday, a fleshly birthday, and that my younger brother also had a birthday, a fleshly birthday, but his birthday, I'm just keeping 100. I'm born a certain day, one day more, I will be a life path 11. If I just go up one more day, I'm a life path 11. My younger brother, not messing with his day at all, life path 33. I see him interacting with them. That's not him. And then I think about Prince Harry and the British monarchy, the spare to the heir. Someone that's there to, if something's wrong for the next king, a family member can be there to give them organs. That's what they're there for. So then I look at, well, if my brother, that's not his real birthday, whose birthday did they give him? And then I thought about myself and how I am, what I'm truly like. And what I came up with, watch this. Notice how I said we have a good side and a bad side. And I'm noticing that there's approximately 6 months between my brother's birthday and when I would have been born. April, May, June, July, August, September, October. 6 months. Earth. Carnal. Growth. Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. 6 months. If my brother's birthday was and is not his true birthday, and I, for giggles, would say, you know what? I think someone switched our birth certificates. I wasn't born October 8th. Something was born October 8th. But what was born October 8th was not the flesh. It was spiritual. What was born October 8th, spiritual, was my bad side. I've been going through my entire life under the birthday of when a negative energy was placed inside of my body, 6 months after the flesh was born. So what am I saying? I've often asked this question. I've wondered, is the spiritual born when the flesh is born? The answer to that is no. Initially, when we are fleshly born, within hours, week, whatever, our main energy our spirit, our good side, is born. 6 months after, our negative side comes to join us. April, this is interesting for me because my brother's birthday is April 25th, all right? The real day, or the day that Christ was born or rose from the dead, whatever, 25:30 on the clock. the real day he rose or was born, and then 6 months later, allegedly, when I was born. So the way I'm looking at is that of the flesh, as the flesh, born April 25th, within hours, within the week, my positive energy, the good side of me, the Taurus, the bull, was born. And 6 months later, October 8th, my bad side happens to deal with balance, the scales, Libra. Taurus, my good side. 6 months later, my bad side, Libra. Balance at all costs. That's what I'm putting out there to you guys. We not only have fleshly birthdays, we also have spiritual birthdays. And essentially what I've surmised is approximately within six months after a person being born, their negative side, a negative energy, will come to be in their vessel. So whenever you are recorded to have been born in the flesh, 6 months from your date of birth will tell you your bad side and that zodiac. I promise you, it's going to make you like, you know what? You know, some say your north node, south node, stuff like that, right? I don't get too specific in that. This could be alluding to that, but it's the way that I come about this information on my own. Just taking my experience, my life, to say, I may just have done that, giving you your north node and south node, but not know it because I'm stubborn and hard-headed and I want to figure things out on my own, and this is how I've done it. Your south node, essentially, that's what your negative side would be. Well, let's not say negative. Let's just say 6 months after you're born in the flesh, your negative energy, your bad side, comes to be deposited in your body. That's my own personal take on that. And with that, I'm going to end.